did something unreal. I went to a support group meeting. It was as close as I felt to an out-of-body experience. Driving to this church, going down to the basement of the church, opening the door of this room to see three people. I thought there would be, I don't know, maybe a dozen people, a group that I could just disappear into, you know, just not say anything, just listen.
I'm sorry, you said this is something you dreamt.
What? No. It's something I did.
I'm sorry, the last time I'll be late. I'm not taking the freeway anymore. Can I start? There's something I want to
talk about.
Oh.
Anyways, my sister has made it her mission to set me up and to appease her. I guess I'm not sure why. I said sure. And so I went out with her coworker. And over Dan Noodles, I mentioned the shootings and my dead wife and the blood drained from this person's face. See, my sister thought it best not to tell her my story, but she also neglected to tell me. She didn't tell her, figuring, what, it might not come up? I don't know. So through the course of the dinner, my quote-unquote date sat there looking like a hostage. I never wanted to go out in the first place. But because my sister decided for me that it was time for me to move on, I let her. And yeah, it's been 2 years. But what if I never want to move on? Isn't that my right? Yet I felt I needed to humor my sister because she wants the best for me. So that happened to me last week.
Well, speaking of what other people want for us in lieu of what we want for us, my mother wants me to get married again. That's her answer. Find a new husband. She never liked Ron to begin with. I'm not saying she was glad he died, but she always thought I married beneath me because I went to Oberlin. She saw me as too refined and too special for a guy covered in tats who had no greater ambition than to play bluegrass guitar. So after a polite period of allowing me to mourn, she started dropping hints about online dating sites. Come on, you're young still. Don't you want to get out there? No, Mom. No, I don't. In fact, I wish it had been you who... Oh, God, wow. I'm not sure where that came from.
I have murderous thoughts. All the time. And I don't even try to please anyone anymore. I've been self-destructive. I've been drunk. I've crashed my car. I think about suicide every day. I didn't ask for this thing to happen to me, but it did. And nobody's going to tell me how to or if I should live through it. It's my choice. This week's been interesting. I found a lump when I was showering. So on top of the suicidal thoughts I'm still having since Beth and Aaron died, who knows? Maybe I have testicular cancer as well. Haven't had a biopsy yet. Might not even bother. The idea of cancer killing me or me killing me, what's the difference? I'm dead already. Oh, I guess I scared her away.
That was weird. Does anyone know who that was?
I never saw her before.
Hmm.
Wait, do you guys think she was here for the AA meeting?
Oh, yeah, right. They switched times with us.
She looked like she could use a drink.
Especially after listening to me.
You think she's headed for the nearest bar right now?
I would be. I have, after these meetings.
Oh, sorry, I forgot to silence my phone. This is, I get Google notifications about our shooting.
I hate it. When you say our shooting, like it's some collective tragedy, it isn't. Yours is yours, mine is mine.
I'm sorry, okay, Luke?
Guys,
okay,
guys.
I'm sorry. My
guys,
shooting. Google notification
again?
About my shooting. Oh, God.
What?
Brian Shaw.
Wait, what about Brian Shaw?
He posted something that's gone viral. Someone called in who'd been a survivor of the shooting.
But, you know, seriously, let's take that shooting. That alleged shooting. I mean, there are so many. How can you sort out which ones are real and which ones aren't? Like, that shooting. That was a low-key shooting. Usually you hear about it for days on end, and that one was a blip. So I'm inclined to think that that one was one of the made-up ones. Wait, what? Who do we have? Oh, this ought to be good. Hey, can we break for the sponsor and say one? That should be all it takes to... Okay, so folks, we got someone on the line named Ben who claims to be some alleged survivor of the alleged shooting victim. What's your name, cuck?
My name is Ben. Fuck. And my wife died in that very real shooting, and you're gonna die alone, you fat no-dick.
Whoa! Who is this little fireplug? That's how a so-called widower of a so-called shooting victim comports himself on the air? Can we verify this guy's story?
My wife died in that very real shooting. You're gonna die alone, unloved.
Well, Mommy, the mean man said I was gonna die alone. Look, cuck, if it checks out and we clear your story, we'll call you back.
If it checks, and call me for what, fucking asshole?
That's how alleged survivors of alleged victims talk, apparently. Like trash.
Ben, is that you? Talking to Brian Shaw? Did you call him a fat no-dick? Because he's made it viral on Twitter.
I actually went on from there.
Oh. Why the fuck would you bother with him, man?
Don't you know that that pig has millions of followers?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess. Look, listen... I'm going to duck out and see if I can see what's going on with that walkout.
You're going to go talk to her now?
You going
to
recruit her?
Well, we could use the extra person.
She can have my spot.
Excuse me. Sorry. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to stick up on you like that where you were praying or...
Sorry, no, I wasn't.
Sorry.
Praying. I just was. No, you didn't sneak up.
I just. I think maybe you were in the wrong meeting.
Hmm?
We're a support group of survivors of the North Fork shooting. In case you were looking for AA, we switched times with them.
Oh. Well, thank you.
I'm not trying to pry or anything. I hope he didn't, upset you down there.
No. I'm sorry. I really need to go.
That's okay.
Though, thank you for, letting me know.
You going this way? I'm parked out front, too. I'll just walk you out. Here, let me get that.
Thank you.
Thanks. So... I'm sure that must have been a bit of a surprise.
Is every meeting like that?
No, but Luke's always like that. Yeah, he's a black hole of pain, that guy. And he knows that, so. We used to have 8 people, but they gradually fell away. Mostly because of Luke, who was too dark even for them, so now we're just down to 3. It's too bad you weren't looking for us. We could really use the extra person.
I wasn't looking for the AA meeting.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you found us.
I'm not coming back. I can't.
That's totally understandable. I felt the exact same way. My first time, just like you. I walked out. And I didn't come back for a month. But then I thought, okay, how can going to a meeting make me feel any worse than I'm feeling alone at home? Anyway, I hope you'll give us another shot.
Wow, that's a very, very poor choice of words.
No, it's okay. I just, I don't know what I thought I was doing.
Are you sure you're all right to drive?
Oh, yeah. Thanks. I can drive.
Can I just ask you, did you lose someone in the shootings?
my son.
I'm Ben, by the way.
Abigail.
Do you want to go for a drink? I mean, you said you weren't looking for the AA meeting, so I assume a glass of wine might not be out of the question.
I'm sorry, I can't.
I meant, did you strictly just want to grab a drink? Like maybe you might want a drink? I tend to, after one of these meetings, that's all.
I would, but I am not much of a talker.
That's okay. I can talk for the both of us.
Actually, I'd love a drink.
And the look on her face was... I mean, yeah, I can laugh now, but... See, right here, this describes my sister. She wants what's best for me, but she is sneaky. She doesn't think. She roped her poor coworker into my drama.
Is your sister older? Younger?
Older. But by the way she behaves, I'll tell you. So, yeah, that was my first date since.
Oh.
Anything wrong?
No.
You made a little grimace.
The wine has a little bite.
Oh, well, let's get you something else.
Oh, no, that's okay. It doesn't matter.
You might as well have what you want,
well,
right?
Well, no, yeah, it's okay.
Hello?
I don't even drink wine.
Hi.
I'm not even sure what I was trying to prove by ordering Chardonnay.
You like to see the food menu after all?
No, we just want to swap this wine out for a...
Bourbon on the rocks. Could you make it a double, actually? Yeah.
You got it.
I don't want to give you the impression that I should be in AA.
I don't think that.
Here you are.
Thank you.
Sure.
So, I know you don't, you're not really a talker, but you did mention you're divorced?
6 months ago, yeah.
What has that been like for you?
It's been a relief, actually.
A relief?
Uh-huh. He wanted to not talk about our son and to not think about our son because it was too painful.
Yeah, sure.
And our son was all I could talk or think about. So there's nothing else to talk or think about anymore. After 24 years together. Yeah.
So... You do talk sometimes?
Yeah, right. Well, to my husband, who didn't want to listen. Or hear. Anything. Sorry, that's it, really? You know, this is the first conversation with a man that I haven't known for years.
Over 12 years.
I haven't been with another man in over 26. The last sex I had was my birthday. 2 years ago. My husband and I, the last few years of our marriage, we had birthday sex. Each of us, for our birthdays, special occasion sex.
We were trying to have a baby. There's something I didn't mention in our last session. There was a woman who came into the sport group meeting. Luke was being Luke, droning on and on, and she, you know, boom, out the door. I could see how nervous she was, and I felt for her. I knew what it was like to sit in that room for the first time. I found her up in the church, and we talked. Turns out her son was killed in the shootings, so I asked if she wanted to get a drink.
Then you slept together?
Well, yeah.
What was it like for you?
Considering I haven't had any physical contact with any woman in 2 years, so on that level alone, it was... Put it this way, we did it 3 times.
Well, grief can often lead to a sudden heightened libido.
So can 2 years without any sex.
I'm just saying, in a situation like yours, it can be a coping mechanism. It's a way of suppressing pain, escaping loss.
But you say that like it's a bad thing. Look, I wasn't escaping or suppressing anything. She wanted it. I wanted it.
Then why didn't you mention it in our last session?
Hey, so thanks for setting me up on that fantastic date. That was, really something.
Okay, will I ever be allowed to live that down?
No, it depends how long you live. Lucky for you, I can now see the absurd humor of it all.
See? Right? Now it's funny.
Yeah, no, but at the time, when she's sitting across from me with that stricken look, not funny. God, for the rest of the interminable evening, I felt like damaged goods. Neither of us could get away from each other fast enough.
All right, in my defense.
In your defense. Okay, no, go ahead. This should be good.
She is very pretty, right? Was she not hot?
Not so much when she starts to cry.
See? And she's sensitive.
Sensitive? Jesus, just stop.
She just didn't know what to say to you.
Yeah, of course she didn't, Jamie, because she was blindsided. So she said nothing and cried the rest of the dinner.
Okay, hey, I own that it would have been better if I told her, but then she might not have gone out with you.
Yeah, wouldn't that have been better ultimately? I mean, how was it better not telling her just so she would go out with me?
Because first she would have been seduced by your hot little body.
No.
What?
No.
You look good. You're making the effort, which means you want to meet someone. Otherwise, you let yourself go to shit like so many other guys your age. But you're not. That tells me you still want to be in the game.
Jamie, I work out not because I want to stay in the game, but because it's a distraction from what I call my life.
I'm sorry. I want you to be happy again. I want you to have someone to love again.
I know you do. And on paper, I love you for that.
You know, she transferred out of my department.
Wow. Yeah. Wow, your matchmaking skills are so heinous, you make people actually relocate just to be nowhere near you. And anyways, I don't need you to set me up.
Oh?
Yeah. Oh.
Okay, enough with this. What do you mean?
I spent the night with someone.
Okay. So, tell me more, if you want.
Somebody I met in the support group.
How was it?
I mean, we were drunk, but... Yeah, no, it was great.
Oh, my God! I knew I was right. I knew you were ready for this.
Oh, it's Sam.
Oh, put him on speaker. I want
to
say hi.
Okay, listen. Listen to me. This is very important that you don't say anything of what I just told you to Sam, because I have said nothing to him.
Okay, I won't. Just answer it.
No. Not until you promise, you oversharing little minx, because otherwise I will never share shit with you again.
Okay, I promise.
There you go.
Answer it.
I'm in. Sam, what's up? I'm at Jamie's. She wants to say hi.
Hi, Sam.
Hey, Jamie.
Why don't you come over? I'm going to make persimmon margaritas.
No, I'm settled in here. But thanks.
Aw. All right, well, anytime, because I'd love to see you, handsome.
Thanks. You too. So, Ben, hey, do you want to come over here on Saturday? Have a few beers, climb a skyscraper? I got Oculus Quest.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, I guess, sure.
All right, you bring the IPAs. See you then.
Righto.
Didn't invite me over.
No, he didn't.
In the end, you know, it's just a shiny red 1976 Jensen Healey convertible. Sitting without a scratch on it in some Florida garage for only 15 grand. I know I don't need it. I shouldn't want it. So I get another in a long line of Subaru hatchbacks. What's the point of practicality anymore? I mean, what? Why not get the British Roadster two-seater indulgence?
Right, why not? I mean, get what you want, Dad. You're right. It doesn't matter.
You know I'm not going to get what I want. I'm going to get another Subaru hatchback.
Would you like anything else?
Just the check. Thanks.
Here you go.
So, I'm thinking that we have to finally sell the house, right? I mean, we held on to it longer than I thought.
Right. Yep. Might as well give it to the lawyers now.
Yeah, pretty much. It was very fair of you to let me live in it since the divorce, but I don't want to be alone in it anymore either. It's hell.
Where are you going to move to?
I don't know. I'll just get an apartment somewhere.
Give up your garden? Your hydrangeas?
Well, my hydrangeas are the least of my concerns. But yeah, I will miss having a garden. I just never thought that our marriage would end like this.
I never thought it would end.
Well, I didn't either.
You just said you never thought it would end like this.
I know what I said. You don't have to say. You just said.
Fine. So how then did you feel it would end? And if you thought this, why didn't you share that with me?
Ted, doesn't everybody think that about marriage occasionally? That it will fail? Honestly, in many ways, I would have to say that our problems began after Wiley died.
Because I stopped wanting to talk about it.
Which made me feel that much more isolated.
And I felt removed from you because all you wanted to do was talk about it, which was exhausting and debilitating.
And I didn't see how we could go on without really understanding how it happened.
I don't have the aptitude for the pain and self-discovery that you do. We've said all this before, remember? I said I thought women have more of a predisposition than men do to absorb trauma and work through it.
Yeah, and I thought that was bullshit. Yeah, I do remember.
I'll tell you what I do want, a life again. Banal as that sounds.
So do I.
I want to travel again. Remember? Remember that trip we were going to take? The Amalfi Coast?
Well, that was you. I wanted to see the pyramids, but you didn't think it was safe.
You didn't want to see the Amalfi Coast?
No, it wasn't that I didn't. I did. I wanted to see the pyramids more, and you didn't.
Okay, well, I really don't remember how far we got in our travel plans. My point is, I plan on traveling again. I plan on maybe, I don't know, seems stupid to say so. I can't say it. I don't know how to do it. But maybe meeting someone. Sorry if that just came out. It's been 6 months since our divorce.
I went to a bar last week.
Since when do you go to bars?
I was invited to go to a bar by a man I met.
What man? You, of course, don't have to answer that.
The man I spent the night with in a motel after the bar.
What do you want me to say? We're not married anymore.
I did something really foolish.
What, spending the night in a motel with this guy?
This particular guy, yeah.
Okay. Why is this headset so sweaty? No.
Open the door on the right, get in, that's an elevator.
All right. Move,
take steps.
Okay, all right, I'm in. Just stop
Fucking battery.
Well, you gotta move, okay? See the buttons on the side, right, Sam?
Yeah. Buttons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hit the button that says plank with your handset. There you go.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Now you're riding up.
Yeah.
Okay. And now the doors open. Boom. And now you're outdoors.
Oh, my God. What is that?
That's the plank. You're going to walk out on it.
Walk?
Yeah.
Walk out on that?
Walk.
Why would I do that? I'd fall.
You're in my living room. Just go. One foot in front of the other. Do it.
Look at that narrow little pig. It looks like it's 200 fucking stories
again,
in the air.
You putz. You're in my living room.
I hate heights. You know that.
Which is why I'm having you do this. Oh, seriously, how much of a pussy are you not to be able to virtually walk across a non-existent plank while actually standing in the middle of my living room?
Okay, shut up. Let me just concentrate.
You don't have to concentrate. No, you just got to move one foot in front of the other. You should see yourself taking your dainty little steps. Dude, you're not going to die. I promise you, even if you fall.
I can't. God, this is so goddamn real.
Just scoot across.
Okay. So, you know, I'm actually getting that creepy rising feeling in the pit of my gut.
Go!
Fuck! Did you do?
I killed you. You just died
now
a virtual
fucking
death,
asshole. Oh my God, my heart. Fuck! That was scary.
I know, right?
You are such an adolescent with this shit.
Well, you need a little adolescence in your life, I'd say. So I also have Grand Theft Auto 6. We can blow up shit, hatchet random passersby in the head.
Mm.
It's a great way to get out any aggression.
It doesn't seem to be working for you.
Oh, I love this shit. Beats the fuck out of reality. You can own your own reality by stealing cars and killing people. At least I AK-47 people and steal helicopters in the privacy of my own living room.
Is that reality?
If you want it to be, it is, yeah, and I do. I enjoy blowing up shit, killing people. Now, you might say that's grossly insensitive and even despicable, mm-hmm. considering what happened to my family. And I would say, go fuck yourself.
Are you saying that to me?
No, man, I'm not saying that to you. No, never to you. Give me another fucking beer. Besides, maybe I'm feeling murderous because of what happened to my sister.
That was over 2 years ago. So I'm guessing this is just residual fallout resentment over the divorce.
Well, you guessed wrong. Half wrong, anyway. It's not up to you to tell you I'm over my sister.
Understood.
Anyway, how's that crazy-ass sister of yours?
I told you about the date she set me up on?
Yeah.
Oh, I should warn you. She was sniffing around wondering if you'd be date material.
Really? Your sister has the hots for me?
Well, she's more than once expressed an interest in your finer qualities.
So she wants to fuck me. Your sister's trouble, right?
She's impetuous, pushy, sneaky, sometimes lacking in honesty.
Perfect. No, I just went through a divorce where I was flayed alive. So yeah, sign me up for pushy, sneaky, lying.
No, I mean, she's other things, too.
Mm-hmm. She's good in bed.
Oh, God, she's excellent in bed.
Really? Because, you know, that's all I'm looking for at this point.
Okay, well, I will let her know.
And what about you?
What?
You making any moves in that direction?
What are we talking about?
I went to a support group meeting for survivors of the shooting.
What shooting?
Our son's shooting.
I must be misunderstanding what you're saying.
I heard about a support group that meets in the basement of a church.
Support group?
Yeah, for the families of victims of our son. And I went to listen.
Christ.
Yeah, I was there for 5 minutes. It just looked like I was in the wrong place.
You were? I can't believe I'm hearing this.
I know.
Do you? Do you know? Because I don't think you do.
The man who asked me out to the bar, the man I went to the motel with, he was in the meeting. His wife was killed.
Are you out of your fucking mind?
He doesn't know who I am. I haven't discussed anything with him, obviously.
You're insane.
I know.
Again, you know, listen to me. I don't know what came over you or what you were thinking or not thinking, but you have to promise me you won't see this man again. Do you want trouble all over again? Is that what you're looking for?
Of course not.
Of course not. Jesus fucking Christ! We're already selling our house to settle lawsuits and pay lawyers. What are we doing this for if you're gonna...
Please remember, we're in a restaurant, Ted.
And now is when you choose to tell me this?
Well, it just came out. I needed to tell you.
Did ya? Oh, okay. Then you'll listen to me when I say you must not have anything more to do with this guy.
I like this man, Ted.
I worry for your sanity. Our son shot his wife.
Stop. I will have nothing more to do with this man, okay? Where are you? What are you doing?
I need air.
So, I've been thinking, this is our third visit now to this lovely motel. And not that it truly isn't romantic to hear the highway and the ice machine, but when do you think we can move this? You know, I mean, if you're willing, to somewhere less impersonal, like my place or yours.
It's where you lived with your wife.
Yeah. Oh. Okay. Yeah, I get it. Sure. You don't want to do it in the same bed as the bed makes you feel creepy or...
You know, do we have to talk about this now?
I find this place a little depressing. And sleazy.
My husband and I are selling our house. We're staging it.
Your husband?
Oh, my ex-husband, I meant. It's hard to get used to saying that.
Are you still... I mean, is it that you're still emotionally attached to him? Is that the problem? I mean, you wouldn't happen to still be married to him, would you? Not be telling me?
Of course not.
Okay. I'm just checking.
I would not be here with you if I were still married. I promise you that.
And I believe you.
I'm sorry that I can't be more available to you as a person or as whatever you want, need me to be.
You are completely available. And I don't mean like, oh man, she's available for every Friday night and a day's in.
But
available.
You want more.
If you mean more than sex. Look, you know what? It's easy fix here. I can get a brand new bed, new mattress. We can... or we could have fun in another bedroom in the house.
I need to have separation in my life, which is a mess. This is what I hold on to. I just need it to be separate. You know, you would want that too, if you knew. This is all I can give you. I live for it.
Okay. You are making it very hard for me not to want you beyond sex and a day's in every Friday night. Does that make me shallow?
Mm-mm.
So how was it?
What?
The physical experience, devoid of guilt. How was it?
It was the best I've ever had. I feel younger, lighter. In almost 2 decades of marriage, I have never enjoyed sex the way that I did with him the other night. I crave him. I mean, of course, he's younger than I am, and he has the body of a man even younger than he is. So there is that.
So physically, it was worth it.
He was worth it. I'm not, but he is. But I feel so hung over with guilt.
Because you enjoyed it.
And I don't want to tell him. I just want him again and again, without his knowing, without the facts.
Can that happen?
Probably not.
Probably not.
And how did you feel afterwards? After the sex?
Overwhelming guilt. I cried in the shower. I threw up. I avoided our bed, my bed. Slept on the sofa like a dirty scumbag of a cheating husband.
It would be very unusual if you didn't feel any guilt.
And I can't wait to do it again.